You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to Through the Bible. When we began our study of Proverbs a couple of weeks ago, Dr. J. Vernon McGee said he believed there was a proverb for every person in the Bible, and one for me and one for you. Have you been able to connect some of the proverbs to people you know? Or have you found one that fits you? Well, if you haven't, today might be your day when Dr. McGee shares some connections that he saw between certain proverbs and some well-known Bible personalities. I'm Steve Schwetz, welcoming you aboard the Bible bus for another great study in God's Word. We'll begin our study in chapter 10, verse 3. It's such a great section, and I know that you're going to love the study. So, as you find your seat and open your Bible, here's a letter from a fellow passenger named Bruce in Temecula, California. You have been such a blessing to me. The Lord has used Dr. McGee to help me through a deep and dark valley, and then used that experience to draw me back to himself and his Word. It is a privilege to join with others each day to pray for those who may be going through their own valleys. It only dawns on me now that I am where I am today due to the faithful prayers of others who didn't even know me, but God does. Well, thanks, Bruce, and I agree. Being a part of the TTB family and then praying for others is a privilege, isn't it? Thanks for sharing your story to encourage us all. And how is God using His Word in your life? Well, you know that we'd love to hear how these studies are impacting you. You can write to us today. Just email us at BibleBus@TTB.org or send your note to Box 7100, Pasadena, California, 91109. In Canada, you can write to Box 25325, London, Ontario, N6C, 6B1. And remember, you can also leave us a message at 1-800-65-BIBLE anytime. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we have together to study your word. Would you open our hearts and our eyes to the wisdom that you have for each of us today? And then give us ears to hear and hearts that are ready to obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're off to Proverbs 10 on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee.
Now, friends, last time the school bell rang, and the young man that had been enticed by the evil man and the stranger woman, or the prostitute, which is to go into cults and isms, and he now, though, has entered the school of wisdom, and wisdom is Christ, and we're actually now coming into what is, we call, the second major division of this book here in chapter 10. And the man is a happy man that enters this school because there are wonderful lessons that he'll learn that will enable him actually to be successful in business, how to make friends and influence people, how to enjoy life, and how to ensure your eternity. That's when you know Jesus Christ. Now I want to pick up here at verse 3 again. And here we saw, Jehovah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the desire of the lawless. I have not been calling attention to it very much since I mentioned it, but there's a proverb that will fit every character in the Bible. And I'm of the opinion that a proverb will fit every person. Or let me turn that around and say there is a proverb for every individual. Some are good and some are bad, of course, but they are quite remarkable. Now, who do you think of in connection with Jehovah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish? Well, there's a young fellow by the name of Joseph down in Egypt that thought that he'd come to the end, that God had forgotten him, and yet he had great faith. And this man was brought out of prison, became prime minister down in the land of Egypt. This verse certainly fits him. Verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now, who do you think of as being a man that this would fit? Well, how about Abraham? How generous he was in all that he did in his giving. He told Lot, you just take any part of the land you want, and I'll take what's left. Takes a very generous man to divide real estate like that, you know. And how about He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. That man Lot looked down, and he saw Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, my, that's a place to go. I think Abraham was very foolish not to go down there, and he'd have top priority, but since he's given me the opportunity to choose, I'll choose that down there. With a very slack hand, very selfishly went down there. He lost everything. And what a picture that you find here. And then this reveals also something else. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. There are two words that won't go together in the Bible. Faith and laziness do not mingle. A lazy Christian is not a Christian with real faith in God. And one that is diligent, I tell you, is one that will work, one that will labor. When the Lord called the Apostle Paul, he didn't get a lazy individual. Now we read in verse 5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Now you have here a contrast again between the boy that is diligent. He's called wise here because he works in summer. And the one that sleeps during the time of harvest, the lazy one, he's the one that is not going to get the job done. I'd say, Christian friend, that you need to recognize that God wants to train you and school you. I remember that I was a pastor in a little church, and I had a wonderful wife, and she encouraged me. I was never satisfied. I wanted to do something more for God than I was doing there. And so she encouraged me to finish working on my doctor's degree and studying the Bible, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And I took advantage of that period, and I thank God for it. Someone said, how do you have time? Having been pastor here in Southern California of two churches, that you're so busy all the time. When did you prepare? When you go back to Texas, to a little town, where I had 5 years. And I tell you, I spent that time studying. And the day came when God enabled me to use that. And I would say to any young person today, you want to be used to God, then wherever you are, begin to prepare yourself. Remember, he that gathereth in the summer is a wise son. God's given you time now to prepare. Take advantage of it. Well, these are tremendous truths. My friend, these are eternal truths. And the interesting thing is, these are truths not to soar around up yonder in the heavenlies, although they're going to fit in mighty well there. They're right down here on the sidewalk. And if they can't walk on the sidewalk in your town, there's something wrong with them. But the interesting thing is, if they don't work for you, there's nothing wrong with them. There's something wrong with us. Now notice what he says in verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the lawless. And what a picture that you have here of certain individuals that are in the Word of God. Blessings are upon the head of the just. That's Samuel, is it not? Violence covereth the mouth of the lawless. That's Saul. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the lawless shall rot. And think of that today in connection with certain individuals that a few years ago were famous, but today they're beginning to fade out. And I'm of the opinion the men of this generation will be forgotten in the next 50 years. But it's quite interesting that men like Dwight L. Moody and women like Queen Victoria and certain other individuals go farther back, like Abraham Lincoln, they're recognized. This is a true proverb. These proverbs, my friend, just fit right down in life. And we read verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. That word-mouth fool, one who is always talking, he's wise in his own conceit. And he does a lot of talking. But the wise in heart, he'll receive commandments. You remember there was a king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar? He listened to Daniel. He prospered. There's another king by the name of Belshazzar. He was a fool. And one night at a banquet, why, that happened to be the end for him. And then verse 9, he that walketh in integrity walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Or, if you want it in our proverb today, honesty is the best policy. Then we have here verse 10. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Here is something that's quite interesting. The eye and the mouth should be in agreement. When you see a man say something and wink, it means he doesn't mean what he said. His mouth and his mind are not in agreement. And when they're not in agreement, well, it'll cause a great deal of sorrow. After all, who does this fit? Well, how about Judas? The kiss of Judas certainly was a kiss of betrayal because it denoted affection, and it certainly didn't mean that for him. Then will you notice verse 11 here? The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the lawless. Now, all of these are very outstanding proverbs, but in this section here, you'll find certain guidelines for the young man. And I'm going to hit those now as high places. The next one is verse 14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. All the time the wise man is gathering up knowledge, and the foolish, he's got one foot in a banana peeling with the other one in the grave all the time. And then we find here in verse 16, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. This is a tremendous proverb and one that we need to recognize here in verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. Who you think of in that connection? Well, that was Abel. You remember he was raising sheep. He brought a little lamb. The produce of the lawless is sin. That's Cain. He brought the fruit of the ground. What a picture that you have here in these. I think I probably ought to drop back to verse 13 because we have one here that's represented. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. The whole world came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But now notice the rest of the verse. But a rod is for the back of him that's void of heart. How about the son of Solomon, Rehoboam? He would not listen to the advice given to him by the wise man. He listened to the young man. And as a result, it brought destruction upon him. Now, what a picture that you have here. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. Paul says in Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death. And that means for the Christian. And means death, that means separation from God in the way of fellowship. God's not going to fellowship with a carnally minded person. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now the proverb here, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. That is, fellowship with God. It meant salvation for Abel, and the produce of the lawless is sin. And this is the carnal minded man, and it certainly is a picture of Cain. Now we find here in verse 17, he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that refuseth reproof, erreth. And this would apply to the son of David, Absalom. He wouldn't listen. And he made a big mistake in going against his own father, who was an expert in warfare. He'd had a lot of experience. Now we find here in verse 18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Two things here. He that hideth hatred with lying lips. What a terrible thing it is to have someone that pretends to be your friend, and then you discover that they're really your enemy. That person actually is a fool. You'll get on to them after a while. And he that uttereth a slander, he's a fool, you see. God gave a law to his people in Leviticus 19:16. He says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. And again, He says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Don't flatter the man when you actually hate him, and don't slander the man. You have that in Scripture. Remember, Joab pretended to be a friend of Abner, and he lured him out of the city and he killed him, and he died as a fool died. You remember, that's what David had to say of him. He died like a fool. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And then we're told in verse 19, in the multitudes of words thou wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Have you ever noticed any of these government decrees that are handed down? I have one. I don't have it with me today. I have it in my file. It's on cabbage. And I think that it just has to do with the cabbage. That's it. And I think there's 25,000 words in that little edition that they put out about cabbage. But how many words are there in the Lord's Prayer? Not very many. About the 23rd Psalm? And how about Lincoln's Gettysburg Address? He gave many long speeches. Nobody's ever remembered them, but the world, I don't think, will forget the Gettysburg Address. In the multitudes of words, thou wantest not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Verse 20, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the lawless is of little worth. What tremendous statements, and I'll not go into many of these here today. And we're told the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of heart. And again, I'd bring Samuel and Saul before us here as examples of this. Samuel, a great judge, man in Israel, but that man Saul was not that. Then you have in verse 22, the blessing of Jehovah, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. This is something that we need to remember. Those that live in pleasure, they think that they're living it up. The jet set think they're living it up. But the closer they get to the end of life, life becomes actually unbearable. I saw pictures on TV of a banquet that was put on. It was a political affair, but those that were there were the rich. And they were there, of course, for a purpose. Both parties are, you know, they're after the rich to support it. There wasn't a happy face in that crowd. The camera panned the entire audience. And I thought, my, here they are at a banquet, and jokes are being told, but there's not a happy face in the crowd. The thing is, I think Christians, by their indifference to moral and doctrinal wrong, and by being lax in their way of living, that they're missing a great deal today. The blessing of Jehovah, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it at all. What a picture. And then verse 23 is another advice to a young man, by the way. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. What good advice to a young man. And then verse 24, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Verse 26, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. You ever send a lazy boy on an errand, and then you stand first on one foot and the other waiting for him? And that's just like getting vinegar in your teeth or get smoke in your eyes. And we have here, verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. That was certainly true in the Old Testament. God promised long days to those that obeyed him. And somebody says, well, doesn't he promise that today? No, he promises us eternal life. That, by the way, is a little better quality of life as well as quantity. And verse 30, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. You want to look at history with that in view? All of the great kingdoms, the kings and captains have departed, and they've disappeared. the Caesars, the Napoleons, the Alexanders, the Great, the Pharaohs, they're all gone. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. And neither will communism prevail. And the very interesting thing is, neither will democracy. Because God has a form of government that is a monarchy. And dictatorship, there will be no dictatorship like the ruling of Jesus Christ over this earth. Now we come to the next chapter. And this is a good business course that he's giving the young man here. Do you notice what he says? A false balance is an abomination to Jehovah, but a perfect weight is his delight. You see, God does enter into business. You can take him into partnership. But you couldn't have him into partnership if you're crooked. And if you're honest, he'd like to be your partner. How wonderful that should be. And that is true, I think, in Christian work. I've always insisted upon that. Then found out that maybe money wasn't handled as I thought it was being handled. And I think when anyone gives to a certain thing in Christian work, if it's missions, it should go to missions. If it's to go to an individual missionary, it should go to that individual missionary. That we need to be very careful about that, because after all, we're nothing in the world but a steward in this matter. We're just handling. And therefore, God's not going to bless unless we're honest today in our business dealings. And churches and Christian organizations should go to at least this class in the School of Wisdom and understand it, that God requires honesty in the dealings of those that are His. Well, I see our time is up today, but we'll begin next time where we left off today at verse 2, chapter 11 of Proverbs. May the Lord richly bless you, my beloved.
As you heard, Dr. McGee was serious about good stewardship when it came to the use of funds that our listeners invest with us in sharing God's Word. You know, over the years, we've held to the same high standards, knowing that in the end, we're handling God's money, not our own. To share our progress with you, we developed an annual report that outlines how we're using the financial support from the Through the Bible family of listeners. So if you'd like to view our current annual report, just visit ttb.org. And since Dr. McGee brought up the issue of stewardship, let me remind you that your prayer and financial support take Through the Bible to millions of people in nearly every country of the world every day. On behalf of these global brothers and sisters, thank you for your willingness to give so that others may have the same opportunity as you to hear the gospel and then to grow in their faith. If you want to find out how you can support the Bible Bus with maybe a tank of gas or a new set of tires, you can always call us at 1-800-65-BIBLE or visit ttb.org/give. Again, that's 1-800-65-BIBLE or ttb.org. And you can also send your gift to Box 7100. Pasadena, California, 91109, or in Canada, Box 25325, London, Ontario, N6C, 6B1. And to join our faithful group of friends who support this ministry in prayer, visit ttb.org/pray and sign up for our World Prayer Team. Together, we're traveling the world on our knees, asking God to reach the whole world with His whole Word. It's such a privilege to partner in prayer. So sign up today at ttb.org/pray. You know, through God's grace and the support of friends like you, Through the Bible is heard in more than 250 languages throughout the world. So thanks in advance for your faithful prayers and gifts. Our classes in the School of Wisdom are almost done for today. Next time, we pick up in Proverbs 10 as we continue our five-year journey through the Bible. Now as we go, here are a few closing thoughts from Dr. McGee.
Here is a proverb that comes from St. Francis of Assisi. And he says, men have confessed to me every known sin except the sin of covetousness. You see, this book of Proverbs will deal with specifics in the area of sin. It just doesn't talk about the generalities of sin, but will deal with it specifically. And we believe that many young people today are turning to the Word of God. I recognize that many are turning from the Word of God, but I heard it put like this: you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. You can lead a boy to college, but you cannot make him think.
Jesus came home, unto him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
We're grateful for the faithful and generous support of Through the Bible's partners, whom God uses to take the whole word to the whole world.
Listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am Minister Gloria Ross for New Life Assembly of God of Melbourne, Florida. We are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our church telephone number is 321-255-6999. Our service times on Sunday are 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. Come and be blessed. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord once again out there in Radio Land. I pray that all is well and that everybody out there doing their Christmas shopping and more or less getting things right for that particular day, that everybody's going to rejoice and be glad in the Lord. Well, in order for us all to be rejoicing and glad in the Lord, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus, because he is the reason for this season. And as we focus on him, everything will be well, and he will meet every need that we have. Praise God, according to his riches and glory. Well, I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there, and all that have tuned into the broadcast, that you will be blessed. Praise God. Father, we thank you once again in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We lift up every sick person, Lord, every bereaved, for every person that has trouble in their minds, and whatever it may be that is causing them discomfort at this time. Even the spirits of anxiety that's got them running to and fro, trying to get gifts that only have an earthbound benefit. I want to lift up the name of Jesus and tell them that God loves them, and the gift that's needed for this season is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gift of life. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray right now that each and every person that have tuned into the broadcast, that they would hear your voice, Lord. And whatever it is that's being done, and whomever that's trying to please people, family members, or whatever it may be, let them focus their attention on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you put our attention on Jesus, then the love of God will be manifested. And we thank you and praise you for everything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is the reason for the season. Praise God. We're not going to put Jesus back in the manger and then have him to go through the things that most people are doing. I want to talk to you this morning about the healing. Praise God. Healing. Mm-hmm. We all need healing in our bodies.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And the word of God says in Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities." See, Jesus, or the word of God, forgives us of all of our iniquities, and he healeth all of our diseases. So whatever disease or situation that you're going through this moment or this hour here, just keep in mind that the word of God is sure, is true, and all we need to do is to believe what it says. The scripture says that he heals all of our diseases. Praise God. The diseases that have come upon us, we don't own the disease, but disease that have manifested itself, Jesus, or the word of God, heals all of our diseases. Whatever has attacked your body at this time here, and have you gone through a great deal of discomfort, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that his word heals all, praise God, all of our diseases. Praise the Lord. And Ms. Gloria, you want to read the next verse there? Because
but it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget now all his benefits."
Well, his benefits is that we read here that he forgiveth all of our iniquities,
mm-hmm.
and he heals all of our diseases.
Amen.
Glory to God.
"Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, So great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Praise God. Well, we thank God for the word of God there, that his word is sure. His word is powerful. And what he does is that he heals. And our faith has to be in him. Praise God. He covers us. He protects us. He heals us. He's the only one that's able to do it. And in Psalms 107, verse 20, the scripture tells us that that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. Praise God. The word came and healed us. No matter what you've gone through, the word is the healer. Praise God. He healed us and delivered us from our destruction. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that's wonderful.
When we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our healer. And when we put our faith and trust in him each and every day, no matter what we're going through, we all are being challenged by the various types of discomfort or perhaps sickness and disease, but we know who the healer is. Jesus is the healer.
Praise God.
And as I said before, he is the reason for this season. Put your trust in Jesus. Don't lean to your own understanding, but just acknowledge him. Let him be your God and your teacher, so that whatever it is that you need in this hour, at this time, in this place here, that he will bring it to pass. Praise God. So the scripture tells us he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And if you out there in Radio Land and you're going through something, praise God, just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what it says in his word, because the scripture tells us that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So the Lord Jesus Christ is our deliverer. That's why, Minister Gloria, when I was studying there, the word tells in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. Mm-hmm. Praise God. At all times. That means when you're going through something and when you're not going through something, bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So no matter what is we're going through, it's praise that's in our mouths, that we will praise the Lord Jesus Christ and thank him for everything that he's doing.
Amen.
Praise God. He's a present reality. He loves us, and he wants us to just give him praise. And that's what we're doing. We're going to praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Not praise the problem. We're going to praise the Lord. We're not going to praise people. We're going to praise the Lord at all times. I said at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. We're going to bless him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At all times. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
At all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Bible tells us there that he took our infirmities and he bared our sins.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
One that's always thinking about us, the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
his creation. And he's letting us know that he loves us.
Praise God.
What can separate us from the love of God?
Nothing.
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
Mm-mm.
He loves us so much until he went to Calvary's cross to bring forth deliverance and healing and forgiveness.
Amen.
And destroyed guilt and shame. He did it all there on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Look at what he's done for us.
Yes.
He is our healer.
He is our healer.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? He is our healer. And our faith is in him, because there's none other besides him. No matter how much you try to find other remedies and things that you try to make in your life to be a cure for whatever your problems are, I want to tell you today, Jesus is the healer. He's the reason for this season. If you put your faith in Jesus and only Jesus and thank him for everything, this is why, for the forgiveness of our sins, you know, if everything else failed, at least we can say, that he forgave us of our sins.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that's wonderful.
But we know that those other things are not going to fail because of who he is. That's why giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light,
yes,
who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. Our sins are forgiven.
Yes.
Our bodies are healed. Our needs are met. And we glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Praise God. Every step of the way, we praise him and we love him. Glory to God. Minister Gloria, himself, he took our infirmities.
Yes.
He didn't ask us for them.
No.
He took our infirmities and he bared our sins. And where did he do that?
At the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Who his own self
mm-hmm.
bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we be dead to sins,
mm-hmm.
that we might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And if we were healed,
mm-hmm.
then we are healed.
Yes.
Because he is the healer.
Yes,
that's why we're going to bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. O soul, you're going to praise and bless the Lord at all times. Praise God. So Jesus took our sicknesses
mm-hmm.
and disease, and he nailed it to his cross. And this is so important. Today, there are a lot of things that are going on out there while we're on life's journey. But I want to tell you today that there's nothing greater than the love of God and what he has done for us. And when we keep our mind and hearts on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, and many people today are trying to work things out, trying to make certain that they get everything in order. But I want to tell you today, the only order that you need is to follow the prescribed order of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And that means to put your faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
He is the object of your faith. Praise God. And that's what the Word of God is telling us.
Yes.
That our faith has to be in the crucified Savior. That's why go talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Tell folks that Jesus loves you and that he saves. And no matter what's going on in these terrible times here now, we know that the focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Praise God. And what he has done, he's done it all. He paid it all. And we give all of our allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ, thanking him for everything that he has done. And when we come to the understanding that Jesus and what he has done, that he became a sin offering for us.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, our sins are forgiven, praise God, only through and by our Lord Jesus Christ. So he paid the price. He did it at the cross of Calvary. Isn't that wonderful?
That is
what
wonderful.
A mighty God we serve.
That's it.
When we give him praise
mm-hmm.
and we hang our thoughts and everything that we are thinking about on what Jesus Christ has done for us. And he did it at Calvary's cross. Minister Gloria, you have something you want to share that because...
No, I'm just glad that he did it all across the Calvary, because he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed in his precious name.
Praise God. With his stripes,
mm-hmm.
with what he suffered,
mm-hmm.
we are healed. He took the brunt of everything so that we can walk in healing. We can walk in holiness. We can walk in peace. And if we sit down and really believe what Jesus has done for us, many people, they I don't know if they truly understand what Christ has done for them. What Jesus Christ has done for them, he became everything. He
He's our substitute. He took our place.
Yes.
He didn't deserve to be crucified. But he came into this world to die so that he could redeem mankind back unto the Father. That is why the Word of God tells us that Jesus is the way.
He's the way.
He's the truth and he's the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. If you need healing in your body today, praise God, look to Jesus. I said, look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith must be in him and only in him, not in our capabilities, because we are incapable of handling the things that's most needed in our lives as children of God. Our trust must be in him.
Amen.
Praise God. And he alone, because he's the only one that is worthy to receive honor and glory. He has created all things for his pleasure. Mm-hmm. They are and were created. And we are his pleasure. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Glory to God. I said unto good works. This is why our faith is in him. And apart from him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. And Minister Gloria, our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. He's
our blessed hope.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why we're looking for him. Because of what he's done. He's mighty and great. And you know, Minister Gloria, when you said that he was wounded.
Yes, he was.
So, where was he when he was wounded?
At the cross.
We have to talk about the bleeding side of Calvary.
That's right.
Where the blood was shed.
Amen.
For our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need anything.
No.
But he done it all for us. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Jesus. A healing Jesus. You know, in Matthew, it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, praise God, on Calvary's cross, that he is the healer. And if we exalt the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day, telling folks about how good Jesus is and what he's done for us, I think most of the people would stop putting their faith in other things, and just trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Just trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because he took our infirmities. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask us for them. He took them. And he nailed it to his cross.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And on the cross of Calvary, not only that he died for your sins, but also that he took the guilt of sin away from you by dying there on Calvary's cross.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine for a moment what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through on Calvary's cross? They put a crown of thorns upon his head. Can you imagine that for a moment? Where he's bleeding from his forehead.
Mm.
I can't fathom the idea of a crown of thorns upon his head. My God, my God, bleeding from his forehead.
Yes.
And thinking about the nails scarred hand.
Mm-hmm.
Nails driven into his hand. Praise God. And in his feet. Can you imagine for a moment? It's one of the worst ways that the Romans had found to crucify somebody. Good God Almighty. But I tell you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he did it all for us. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Amen.
Praise God. I was on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
A sinner. Washed up. Needed a Savior. And Jesus went to Calvary's cross for us all.
What about the spear that went into the side?
Well, the way that the Romans crucified people there, it was horrible. Not only that, the nails in the hands, nailing someone to the cross and driving a spear through their kidneys and heart in an upright position. But the worst part is that they would break the shin bones,
mm-hmm.
on the legs so that the body weight with through gravity would come down and the upper torso would drop and the people would suffer.
Yes.
You can't breathe. So that was the purpose of breaking their legs. But I thank God.
Ooh, glory to God.
They didn't break not one bone of my Lord and Savior.
Not one.
Not one bone.
Mm-hmm.
No legs. Praise God. When they came to him, he'd already given up the ghost.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. And he did it for you and for me out there in Radio Land. Mm-hmm. He could have called 12,000 legions of angels to bring forth deliverance for him, but he didn't do it. He died there for your sins and for my sins. Praise God.
Amen.
And I thank him for it. Thank God that he didn't come down. He could have come down if he wanted to, but he didn't. He hung there on Calvary's cross to bring forth deliverance and the healing, glory to God, and to defeat the power of darkness, the enemy, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Jesus defeated him on Calvary's cross. Praise God. And he did it for us. And Minister Glory, I want you to read Romans the 6th chapter and the 6th verse there. Praise God. If you can get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 6
mm-hmm.
and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we should all know about what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for us on Calvary's cross. Praise God. Not only that he brought forth healing and deliverance, but he brought forth salvation.
Mm-hmm.
He brought forth peace of mind for us. He brought forth healing. Glory to God. He brought forth every good work that one could think of. Jesus did it on Calvary's cross.
He says, knowing this, that
this is something that we must know.
That our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
This is something that we all should know as children of God. This is what Jesus did. Knowing this, that our old man, the old way of life, Adam, that's what he's talking about, the old way of life, the life of sin. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. So, in other words, it died there on Calvary's cross. I understand now why Apostle Paul was saying that through his identification, that he was crucified with Christ. And I tell you something today, a lot of us need to meditate on the word of God and realize that we should die or should have died with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Should have died with Jesus. Glory to God. So Romans 6 and verse 6 saying, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. My God, we should not serve sin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to serve
that old nature.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we know that we die with. But a lot of folks don't want to die. See, what it is, you cannot serve God and serve yourself.
No.
You see, what's happening is that, and this is why God uses people that have emptied themselves
mm-hmm.
so that he can fill them with his presence and with his spirit. Praise God. So as long as you have got self involved
mm-hmm.
in everything that you're doing, God can't use you.
No.
He cannot use you to the maximum potential that he's looking for. You have to empty yourself.
Yes. Deny yourself.
Amen. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
He said that in Luke 9 and verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God. I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He is your healer. Your faith must be in him and only in him to bring forth deliverance in your life. Healing, praise God. Well, I tell you, I want to have Minister Glory to pray for those out there in Radio Land that are suffering from sickness and disease at this time. And I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the healer. He is the reason for the season. Minister Glory, would you pray for the folks out there in Radio Land for that the Lord Jesus Christ will touch them right where they are and extend the plan of salvation.
Amen. Praise
for
God.
For all who would believe.
In Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 13 it says, for whosoever, that's for anybody, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you need to be saved by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. And I want to say this in the closing seconds that we have, is that, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the authority that is vested in me as a servant of the Most High God, I take that authority right now. I bind the devil in Jesus' name, and I loose the people to serve God in all holiness and righteousness. Well, thank God for you all out there in Radio Land, and I pray that you will have a wonderful Christmas. Keep Christ in Christmas and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Until the next broadcast is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.